Well, Robin, this morning from the Hockaday Museum of Art, we have the Executive Director, Alyssa Cordova.
Hi.
Hi, good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Oh, man, you guys got so much going on over there. And even during the whole COVID-19 thing, you've managed to keep everything going.
We have, yeah. We have a lot of programs going on. We have two current new exhibitions. Cheryl Bodily, I Ventured Into the Dream, a retrospective of a Columbia Falls-based artist, 70 years survey of his career. And then we also have our annual Member Salon 2020. That's a community favorite exhibition where members of the Hockaday can submit art, and of any skill level can submit art. And that's going on. Both exhibitions are up through February.
All right. So let's spend a little time, first of all, on I Ventured Into a Dream.
Yeah,
that sounds kind of ethereal.
Psychedelic
to me.
Or something.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's based on a title of one of his works. And Cheryl Bodily, he started out as a local commercial artist. Well, first he worked in the lumber mills out here at supporting his family of 9 children.
Wow.
And then moved into commercial art, doing a lot of stagecoach paintings and Western themed work just to, you know, support his family through art. And then in more recent years, his work has really changed. It's really become a lot more, his brushstrokes have become a lot more looser and abstract and expressive. And so it's really neat to see the span of the work, from even drawings from when he was a young child and showed promising talent in art, to even now his most recent paintings.
So how much of the Hockaday is going to be taken up in his works?
His work is in our two main galleries upstairs. So there's over 50 artworks in this exhibition.
Now, it's interesting.
That's
that
a lot to look at, isn't it, Robin?
Yeah.
His brush strokes have gotten broader, and the kids are probably raised now. And
yeah, all of his children are adults now, and they're very supportive of their artist dad. And it was neat to talk to them recently and hear about their experience growing up with their artist dad and coming into his studio and getting in trouble for sticking their fingers in his paints. And
oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that'll be a great, and that one begins.
Oh, it's
actually on now?
It's on view right
oh,
now,
good.
And it's up through February 13th.
Okay. Our guest this morning is from the Hockaday Museum of Art. She is the Executive Director, Alyssa Cordova. Okay, so you mentioned earlier the Members Salon 2020. How did all this come together?
Well, this is a favorite exhibition that the Hockaday has been putting on for over 35 years for our members, and it's a great way to bring together artists of all skill levels who love and support the Hockaday. And so artists can submit work and be featured into the exhibition regardless of their skill level. And yeah, for over 35 years, we've been doing this. It's fun because you never know exactly what people will submit. So we have art of all different types of mediums. And then we do a People's Choice Award. So any patrons who come into the gallery get to vote on their favorite artwork. And then we do a presentation and a ribbon ceremony in December.
So are these juried?
Oh, no. These are just submitted. So anybody, we have children who exhibit. We have established artists who have successful art careers submit. We have new artists just starting out, just dipping their toes in the art and painting world. So, yeah,
just
a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so whatever that comes to their mind that they want to do.
Sure. Yeah. The subject matter is, I mean, we really get quite a range. Mm-hmm. Some are humorous, some are cute, some are whimsical, some are extraordinary, and lots of landscape paintings, because who's not inspired by the beauty of nature in Montana?
Any medium?
Yep. Any medium.
Yeah, my late mother-in-law was a painter, and she had things that were exhibited there. One called The Doofus, her son-in-law. No. But, you know, and she was really took pride in that, too. It's a great forum for our local artists.
I think there's a little bit of an artist in all of us. We just have to find it.
Yeah.
No, I'd have to dig real deep to find one. I can't even draw a straight line. So that's really neat.
Photography is accepted as well.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no limitation then on how many paintings you can bring in?
Oh, there is a limitation.
Right.
It's one work per.
Oh, one person. Mm-hmm. So you got to choose your best.
Right. Because right now we have about 70 artists who've already submitted. So there's a size limitation and a limit to one work.
So do you have enough room for 70 paintings?
We make it work somehow. It's called salon style, which means we put it up as many will fit on the wall, but still look nice.
It's kind of like the New York Times thing, all the news that fits. Isn't that the, what I was thinking is that with the name Members Salon, you can encompass all types of works of art there. It's just a forum
right.
to enjoy local art.
Artists really appreciate it, because especially artists who are just starting out, because it can be hard sometimes and intimidating to break into the museum and exhibition world, and this is a great first opportunity for them to do that.
I would imagine pick up a few tips too as they go through and compare their works with others.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now typically we're thinking about painting, but John asked about medium, so might be sculpting, might be anything in there.
Yeah, there's a pen and ink, there's graphite, there's oil on canvas, there's pastel, photography, all range of mediums.
Hmm. Now, you guys used to do something on Saturday mornings where you could bring a work in and have it critiqued by a professional.
We do still do that. That's our Crit and Croissants program.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that still happens every Saturday.
We have been doing it once a month every Saturday, the second Saturday of every month. We're kind of transitioning due to COVID and the holiday, so we're transitioning. So we'll probably pick up our next one again in January.
Our guest this morning, Hockaday Museum of Art's Executive Director, Alyssa Cordova, and I was thinking the challenges of running a art gallery or anything right now with COVID-19, how are you dealing with that? I mean, how do you accommodate people that want to come in and view art?
Well, it's certainly, yes, been a challenge. I think we've been able to adapt and with the health considerations in mind of our staff and public. So we do have limited hours currently. We've increased our sanitation and cleaning of the museum. And we've had to do some adjustments to a lot of our public programming. Many of our programs have transitioned to being virtual or online, or a hybrid of both. So we're doing our best to adapt in this time, just like any other small business.
Do you have an example of a program that you've had to do that transition on? Because I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, for our member salon reception on the 19th, we had to adapt and have a virtual member salon reception, which was a little bit, which was different, because most of the members, that's the fun part, to have the party all together and celebrate together. Mm-hmm. But I think we were able to successfully come together virtually. Yeah. And you just adapt and make it work and the best that you can in these times.
So it was like a Zoom meeting or something.
We had a Zoom meeting, and it was great because in some ways, so here's the positive of working on virtual platforms, is that you get to have some one-on-one conversations with people that when you're in a crowded room, especially with a bunch of introverted artists, you don't necessarily get to have. So it was neat to be able to have the artists ask each other questions directly and meet each other through a different way. So,
and what I like is the name is there and you see the face and you can kind of put the two together.
That is helpful. Yeah, the names.
You know, it used to be the Carnegie City Library when I was a kid. And I spent a lot of my youth on the lower level there, which was the juvenile section. Still got kids programs going?
We do. We've had to adjust them too because of COVID, but we do have some limited capacity kids classes, after school classes. We have homeschool classes and after school classes. And we do offer pre-registered preschool classes. Before that was drop-in, but now you have to call and pre-register. But those are free. They're pay what you can. So, we offer a lot of kids programs.
You know, that's kind of a small thing to have to do, just to call in ahead of time.
And everybody's required to wear masks, and we keep social distancing in the galleries and in our classrooms. We have a grizzly bear and a mountain goat helping us throughout the museum, reminding our public of how to do social distancing.
And as far as sanitation stations or something when people walk in?
We do. We're fortunate to have, through Discover Kalispell, we got a stand in our front entryway that checks your temperature and gives you hand sanitizer as you walk in.
I'll bet you get some creative masks
Hockaday. That's a great, yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of fun with our masks. In fact, one of our staff, our curator, she is a seamstress by trade. She used to do costume design, and she comes up with some really fun masks.
I do think that's fantastic. And since the masks are going to be with us at least through mid-year now, we probably ought to start getting creative with them.
Mine as well. Embrace it and be creative. Fashion statement.
Saw somebody yesterday. It had ufta on it. Ufta.
What's that mean?
That's Norwegian for something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like, you know,
ufta.
Yeah. My grandmother used to say that all the time. I'd always figured that it was something that surprised her.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh, it's what the
adults thing. Talking over my head again.
Alyssa Cordova, thank you guys so much and all the wonderful art that you bring here to the Flathead.
Oh, thank you.